It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Number one, they didn't get down there again until the game was completely out of doubt.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
And number two,
by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
You know, that was just it.
You forgot number two, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. What did I say?
Gordon wants me to mention something about him right now. Why don't you get on the mic and just tell everybody yourself? Your gayness.
You know, this team's just not that good.
Craig Miller, were you in the studio when this happened?
I was.
Oh, my God.
Did Gordon say something in the background while Barb was trying to do her traffic?
He did.
And what was that?
He told her to acknowledge and mention his gayness.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Yes, it's time for the emergency break of the week. It's brought to us by TexasDirectAuto.com. We'll give you three candidates. And this week we're going to let you vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from that 10 to noon show with Donnie and Norm. They were talking baseball. Donnie was trying to say the phrase, home run trot. Home run trot is what he was looking for.
Who had an enormous role in a game that people around the country said, Connor, who?
Boy, that was a really cool home run twat. Dump that. Trot.
What?
Trot. Did you get it?
I think so.
Dump it.
We did.
Okay, good.
I hit the button, but that doesn't mean anything.
Trot.
Oh, my God.
The emergency break. If that got out, the emergency break of the week.
It doesn't have
There's
to get
no
out.
Contest.
We still got the logger. Jeez. We'll play it at least tomorrow.
Poor Donnie. Puts a W in there.
Uh-oh.
I love the immediate uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
By the way, I've gotten some of that before. What I would term.
Really?
That's kind of the equivalent of dynamite pee.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, that word has great ticket history ties, because in year one we had a guy, the great Mike Shropshire, who did a weekly commentary, and he ruffled a lot of feathers when he referred to Bill Clinton not as the Sultan of SWAT like Babe Ruth, but the Sultan of that word.
I believe he was the first person fired by the ticket, wasn't he?
I think he was.
Yeah, it was like
week one or two.
No, the first person fired by the ticket was the
hardline producer
Travis.
Oh, yeah, lasted a
That was
week.
Day two.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, because he ticked off Tom Grieve.
But, that word has been uttered on our station before.
Well, Donnie said it again until it got dumped. So there's Donnie up for any break. And remember what I warned you about the Rangers being in the playoffs, what that means? You're going to have news anchors talking baseball, sometimes right outside the ballpark. Well, Bianca Castro from NBC5 is not really familiar with Ranger names. She stumbled on this one. This is, hey, the Rangers are in the playoffs. It's time to go out to the park and talk to Nui. The only thing is she had to talk about Rougi Odor. And I guess she had never seen his name like that on the teleprompter.
The Texas Rangers will get another shot at the Toronto Blue Jays when they open up postseason play tomorrow in Arlington.
Yeah, lots of interest in this matchup after what happened between Jose Bautista and, help me out here, Rougned Odor. Oh, I know I got
Rougned
that wrong.
Rougned Odor.
Rougned, okay. Here's NBC5's Louis Scruggs.
Okay, the rematch is here.
And, okay, help me out here.
Oh, immediate, help me out here. Rougned Odor.
At least she asked for immediate help.
And she did.
Didn't butcher it like 12 different ways.
Yeah, she did. But it's worth hearing one more time.
The Texas Rangers will get another shot at the Toronto Blue Jays when they open up postseason play tomorrow in Arlington.
Yeah, lots of interest in this matchup after what happened between Jose Bautista and, help me out here. Rougned Odor. Oh, I know I got
Rougned
that. Rougned. Oh, okay. Here's NBC5's Louis Scruggs.
Okay.
I like that. Oh, no, I got that wrong. Oh, my gosh.
Rough Net Odor.
Oh, no, I got it wrong.
All right, that's Bianca Castro up for an e-break. I believe that's her first nomination. And coming to us as candidate number three is a man we affectionately call Killer Kellison. He's a great storyteller. He's a professional burrito eater. And not only is he an engineer, he also produces the show known as Intentional Grounding on Wednesday nights. And they like to say hi to Killer at the beginning of the show. And this is what happened.
All right, so before we begin officially, let us say hello to our producer, Jason Killer Kellison. Hello, Jason. Good evening.
Good morning. Good evening, Rob.
Already. The human e-brake, the walking e-brake.
I'm sorry, I just rushed in here. I was finishing editing the audio you wanted for the next segment.
So that excuses this.
No excuse. I am a walking, living, talking e-brake.
Poor Killer.
Oh, Killer.
You kind of swerved on e-brake.
Yeah, I know.
What happens, Killer? You want to...
Yeah, Killer's live with us here at the Village at Fairview.
Let us on the inside. We booked him today to come on.
Knowing he was going to be up for an e-break.
Yeah.
Are you talking about what happened that time?
No, just what happens generally when the microphone goes on, your voice goes out.
Because I always know there's a possibility, it's very likely that I will be making an e-break somewhere along the line.
So, and when you wished them a good morning, it was 7 o'clock at night.
Yes, it was.
You were having flashbacks, weren't you?
I did. Good morning, gentlemen.
That's what you were going.
I usually do say like "Good evening, gentlemen," like right off the bat, like I did that one time on Black Friday.
I'm sorry.
Black Friday.
I wonder what that would sound
familiar.
Like if you were to do a Black Friday
play
story.
Harp music and.
All right, now we got to go to our special correspondent, Killer, who's champing at the bit to report on Black Friday. Killer.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
I'm here to tell you why Black Friday is evil. We've had two critical shootings, a bomb threat, actual bomb discovered in Cave Creek, Arizona. A bomb was found in a Walmart, and then in another Walmart in San Andreas, California, a woman got pissed off and fired off pepper spray, and 15 people were injured. And I have failed, and I'll leave you alone.
He kills us every time. And that's why we call him Killer. He kills us.
I think my favorite may be San Andreas. Yeah. The way you petered mid-word there.
Poor the Killer.
Oh, man, we're running behind. We got to get voting. So is it Donnie? Is it Bianca Castro or is it Killer? That's quite a threesome there. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Morning, boys.
Hey.
Do you ever think Kat sits in his office listening to tickers from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and just stares out the window and thinks to himself, hiring TC was the worst mistake of my life?
No. Oh, man.
Why you want to do that?
Don't do that to TC.
Why you want to do that?
I don't think he stares out the window.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, Musers.
Hey.
Hey, Tiger.
Hey, I sat by the phone Monday because I knew you guys would be calling because I won the Ryder Cup.
Yeah, you're assistant captain, I guess. So who wins?
Well, they said that America hadn't won in 200 years, so that was a big deal. But anyway, I'm going to vote for that Bianca thing because she has boobies.
Okay. All right, thanks. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Dale Hansen's court-appointed group therapy.
Okay. Whoa. He does not like you mentioned about that.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Vaginal slice, born?
No, of course not. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yes, I'd like to vote responsibly.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to vote for Killer and a four-pointer for Chewbacca Mom.
Okay, thank you, sir. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Put me through to Infrastructure Man.
Yeah, I'm here.
How you boys liking my little rain dance? really gumming up the works out there,
Who
huh?
Who is this guy? Who are you?
Know.
Well,
I think, aren't you my arch nemesis? Aren't you my arch nemesis?
Yes.
Okay.
Jeez. That was a week. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning, guys. It's Alex Jones, Infowars.com. I want to vote for that big swing and trot that Donovan's got and also point out the false flag that is killer. It's clear.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
My name is Francis. My friends call me.
Was that from Stripes?
Yeah, his nickname was Killer, wasn't it?
Oh, that's Psycho. Right. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, Psycho. That's right. My friends call me Psycho.
Oh, so that's not a killer
vote,
is it?
You guys call me Francis, and I'll kill you.
I'll kill you. Yeah, yeah, we'll say it's a killer vote. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yes, I'd like to vote.
Yeah.
This is Scott Joel from Cleveland. I want to vote for the truck.
Okay, thanks. Man, what's wrong with everybody today?
What is going on?
I don't know. It almost looks like the same guy every time. Hi, you're on the ticket.
President Sykes Bornborn.
No, not you. You're not making things better. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Billy Gilman.
Stop
it. Hey, that's my guy.
He's not up. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, I don't understand why anybody wouldn't be voting for Donovan.
Okay.
Is there some kind of shtick going on with this?
You mean Donovan?
Yeah.
I don't know. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yes, I'd like to vote, please.
Okay.
Am I on?
Yeah, yeah, go ahead and vote.
Don Deuce Dynamite P.
Did you say Don?
Donnie yeah, Deuce Dynamite.
Deuce. Yeah, that's a Donnie.
Okay. And ladies and gentlemen, we finally have a winner. One Donovan Lewis.
Who had an enormous role in a game that people around the country said, Connor, who?
Boy, that was a really cool home run.
Dump that. Trot.
What?
Trot. Did you get it?
I think so.
Dump it.
We did.
Okay, good.
I hit the button, but that doesn't mean anything.
Trot.
Oh, my God.
The emergency break. If that got out, the emergency break of the week.
It doesn't have
There's
to get
no
out.
Contest.
We still got the logger. We'll play it tomorrow.
Right, so nice one there for Donnie. How many is that for one Donovan
That's his
Lewis?
Third win. He's 78 behind his partner, Urban Norm Hitzkus.
By the way, that was done during their segment, Media Takeout. No, was that media takeout or was it refried shrimp?
Leave them alone. They